Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Israel is ready to attack Iran on two different fronts, in Syria and in Tehran. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to this broadcast table in a moment to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Please talk to me about now there are two fronts as it relates to the Israeli Defense Force and their enemy Iran, one in Syria and one in Tehran itself. This is opening up the way for a possible conflict between these two nations, which we know is going to be the case according to Bible prophecy.
Well, we do, Jimmy, but indeed the facts on the ground continue to shout, really, that conflict is coming, that it's just possible that the Iranians will be pushed by Russia to curb their activities. That's a possibility. The Russians may feel that they will lose their own base inside of Syria if they also support Iran continuing to be present there with its Revolutionary Guards, tens of thousands of them, commanders. They've set up bases, we believe at least 15 bases around Syria the Iranians have, and that's one of them that was attacked, as you said, near Aleppo. And Jimmy, that explosion when the Israelis, as you say, we don't have official confirmation that it was Israel, but everyone believes it was, and the Israelis have not denied that they carried out that major operation, but it actually created a earthquake. There was a 2.3 magnitude earthquake after Israel struck. The missiles, 200 were in the building, we're told, and they created a huge explosion. The Israelis have said they're just not going to allow the Iranians to continue to set up bases inside Syria, nor to continue to use Syria as a conduit for forces and weapons being transferred to Lebanon, to Hezbollah. And you mentioned two fronts, Tehran itself, Iran and Syria, but of course we have the Iranian Hezbollah force, Iranian-backed, paid for, funded, trained, commanded even in some cases there in Lebanon. So it's a very difficult situation. Today's Haaretz, one of Israel's leading newspaper, has a front page article saying Israel has decided to double down in Syria, even if it means a full war with Iran, to go for it because, as they've been saying, they simply cannot allow this northern neighbor to be turned into an Iranian base of operation, military base of operation against the small Jewish state.
David Dolan explaining how the Israeli Defense Force is prepared to attack Iran on two fronts. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The prophetic scenario that is found in Bible prophecy, Ezekiel chapter 38, reveals that there will be a major conflict between the Arab Islamic neighbors of Iran against the Jewish state of Israel. The Middle Eastern states, though now seeming to be divided, will in the end form a coalition against the Jewish state and try to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. Right now, both Israel and Iran are prepared for that war, and that war will happen sooner rather than later. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...